Warmer temperatures across the Midwest the past few days have allowed the atmosphere to obtain a greater amount of moisture to hold until the next storm system comes into the region that will help to generate precipitation when the time comes. The next storm system is going to evolve tomorrow and continue into Saturday across hard red winter wheat country, and it's likely to bring precipitation into the heart of the Midwest as well. But as it comes into the region, it's likely to come in as a diminishing storm system, but nevertheless, we'll still see precipitation across much of the region, and the amounts will be highly variable. The most important part of the storm system is not only the precipitation that it will bring to hard red wheat country, but also the moisture that comes into portions of Iowa, southern Minnesota, South Dakota, and portions of Wisconsin. All of these areas that I've just mentioned, of course, have been struggling with dryness for quite some time. The precipitation is not going to be so great, though, to fix the problem, with deep deficits still prevailing. But any precipitation in the region is going to look a little bit better than what we've been seeing here recently. The storm in the plains will likely be fairly significant with a widespread coverage. Rain totals will run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 35 hundredths of an inch in the southwest plains, including west Texas into southwestern parts of Kansas and southeastern Colorado. The rest of hard red wheat country will likely see 35 hundredths to 85 hundredths of an inch of rain and snow mix, actually. That's moisture totals. The storm system will generate a few amounts in the 1-inch plus range, which will likely occur in areas from north central Texas into the eastern fringes of crop country in Kansas and also in a few areas in southern Nebraska. Snow depths with the storm will likely run 3 to 9 inches, with that being favored across Colorado, northwestern Kansas, and western and central portions of Nebraska. Some localized amounts in the 9 to 14 inch range will be possible, but only over a few counties, and most of those will likely be in the interior southwest and central portions of Nebraska. The storm system, as it moves off to the east-northeast, will weaken. We are expecting snow depths across portions of South Dakota, Iowa, southern Minnesota, and parts of Wisconsin to run anywhere from 2 to 6 inches. Moisture totals will run mostly up to 35 hundredths of an inch. In the meantime, rain will likely fall across other areas in the Midwest, with moisture totals over the whole of the storm system, which will occur mostly Friday through Sunday in the heart of the Midwest, will likely run anywhere from 3-tenths to 9-tenths of an inch. And there'll be a few locations that will get more than an inch. This will also impact parts of the Delta and a portion of the Tennessee River Basin. This is the only storm system of size on the charts right now. We'll see drier weather come in behind the system, and there will be a cooling trend that will follow it as well. Temperatures over the next couple of days, though, will continue to be unusually warm across a large portion of the Midwest. Temperatures yesterday afternoon, of course, were back into the 50s and 60s, except in the far north, where some upper 30 and 40 degree readings were noted. Temperatures over these next few days will continue to be quite warm across a fairly large part of the region, with afternoon temperatures expected today to run mostly in the 30s and 40s north and the 40s and 50s in central areas, with some 50 and lower 60 degree readings in the south. Tomorrow afternoon, something similar will likely take place, with a greater number of 50 and lower 60s expected in the Ohio River Basin and areas westward into Kansas, and will likely see the temperatures beginning to cool off from northwest to southeast from Friday into the heart of the weekend, and most areas in the Midwest will likely see temperatures cool down to the 30s and 40s by the time we get to Sunday afternoon. Low temperatures at night will be mostly teens and 20s across the northwestern half of the region as we go forward through this next five-day period. We'll probably also see some 30 and some lower 40-degree temperatures in the southernmost parts of the region right ahead of the storm system that's expected to come up shortly. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.